Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Look at Jesus' life. You know, he was pressed by the crowds, but look at the geography that he lived and breathed and moved in. It was very small, but God, he did exactly what God wanted him to do. Look at the ministry of Paul. Now, he had a wide reach. He went all the way around the world, but his biggest impact probably was when he was imprisoned, sitting in that cell, writing these letters to the Romans and everybody else that we have today. So, you know, you can chase the formula. You can also chase the healing, and that kind of ties in with the subject of the story that I've written too. That we're very much keyed into success means that I'm going to be healed of everything that is is hurting me right now. That I'm going to get on some plateau where I can look back at that and give praise to God because now I'm past it. And God is not in the business of getting us past pain. He's in the business of walking through the pain with us. And even as I say that, it sticks in my craw because I want to be past it just like everybody else does, you know. Yeah. I don't want to have financial problems. I don't want to have health problems. I don't want to have, relational problems. But these are endemic, we are a very needy people, and we don't like to be, especially as Americans. We want everything to be, sewed up and give me the prayer to pray, God will bless me. It doesn't work that way. He doesn't care as much about us being comfortable as he cares about conforming us to the image of his son.
So let's segue into this story, because this story does beg you to lean in a little bit and look deeper at a person's story and their value. So why don't you set up the storyline for us?
Well, I love the picture on the cover. It's just the kind of the profile looking from the back of this at this young girl, and you don't know what she's going through. Her name is Treha, T-R-E-H-A. Now write that down in your mind, T-R-E-H-A. And Treha works at Desert Gardens Retirement Home. She's basically a janitor, but and she's disconnected. And she has this longing in her heart to know her past, but she doesn't. She doesn't know her story. She doesn't know where she came from. She just knows all of the foster families that she's been through in the system. And there are people at the retirement home who are asking the same question that Treha asks. In fact, all of the characters in the novel ask this same question, and that is, if this is as good as it gets, am I okay with that? If this is as good as my life gets, if this is the pinnacle, then am I okay with that, with what God is doing in my heart?